You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, July 22nd. The Oregon State Police is investigating an officer-involved shooting that occurred over the weekend in Columbia County. On Sunday, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office was chasing a white Kia Optima near Highway 30 in Deer Island outside of St. Helens. The suspect, identified as 47-year-old Kyle Davis Graham, lost control of the vehicle and drove off the road and down an embankment. According to police, Graham was armed. Deputy Sean Ludke encountered him and fired at him. Additional officers from the Sheriff's Office and Rainier Police Department arrived at the scene. Graham died at the scene. No officers were injured. Ludke has been placed on administrative leave. He's been with the department for 3 years and has prior Oregon law enforcement experience. Oregon State Police is conducting the primary investigation of the shooting under the guidance of the Columbia County District Attorney's Office. The Trump administration has banned children from undocumented families from Head Start. As Jefferson Public Radio's Emma J. Nelson reports, advocates say that will affect other kids enrolled in the federally funded program.
Head Start has previously never asked about a child's immigration status. Candace Williams is the executive director of the advocacy group Family Forward Oregon. She says losing immigrant families will hurt the Head Start program.
If a program has, 20% of its kids who all of a sudden this fall don't show up, that means the other kids who are in those programs who may not be a part of the immigrant community or have mixed status families will be affected, because that's going to affect the bottom line of the program.
The Trump administration claims undocumented children are taking spots away from others. Williams argues that reduced attendance will put Head Start sites at risk of closing. I'm Emma J. Nelson reporting.
The Oregon State Parks Department is facing a 14% shortfall next biennium, so it's looking for new business partners. That could be a ziplining operation, an old-growth tree-climbing tour, or even a hotel where visitors spend a night in jail. Christian Foden-Venzel reports.
Wow, look at that. That is a beautiful tree.
Yeah, it's huge.
How old do we think that one is?
I'm not positive, but based upon the characteristics, I would easily place it between 400 and 600 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Leo Fisher owns Tree Climbing at Silver Falls, a small business that, as the name suggests, runs trips for people who want to climb an old-growth tree in Silver Falls State Park. He makes his pitch hanging off one of the 16 ropes dangling from the old redwood.
People show up, they get two demonstrations of how to do the ascending and how to do rappelling. And then they put the equipment on, they get suited up with personalized equipment to their needs.
Then it's up 200 feet or more. The cost is about $150, so it's not a massive moneymaker, but Fisher sends the state park about $3,000 a quarter, or 5% of his total revenue.
It's something, right? And if I'm just one of many, it really adds up.
With Oregon State Parks facing a 14% budget shortfall, the agency is looking for more people like Fisher to start businesses in their parks. The agency has three basic funding sources: camping and RV fees, lottery money, and businesses like tree climbing tours, cafes, boat docks, cabin rentals, etc. To meet the shortfall, the agency is already increasing camping and RV fees, as well as adding more tent sites and upping parking fees. But there's nothing the agency can do about lottery income, so boosting concession fees and adding sponsors are the only other ways parks can increase the bottom line. State Parks Director Lisa Sumption says they'll entertain all kinds of ideas.
Like, it could be zip lining, it could be rope courses. People want very unusual, unique stays, right? Like, well, what if you stayed in a jail cell for the night for fun and it was open and you could leave?
That jail cell is at the old guardhouse at Fort Stevens State Park. Sumption says it's a good example of the kind of historic old park building that a business could turn into a successful operation, whether it be an unusual Airbnb stay or a themed restaurant.
I really just want somebody to help me maintain those historic structures. Like, I don't have the money to do it.
She says a historic structure without a business is a liability, while a building with a business produces revenue and gets maintained, all with little to no cost for the agency.
Sumption says Fort Stevens is also a good example of why state parks are facing a shortfall. There are literally dozens of historic buildings there that need maintaining, plus campgrounds for 5,000 people.
We do all the power, all the water, all the sewer, all the enforcement. We're like a little mini city within the city. We're bigger than the city of Warrenton that it's in.
She says there are more visitors, which creates a bigger strain on the system. Fort Stevens alone uses a semi-truckload of toilet paper every year. Oregon has about 250 state parks with all kinds of potential business locations, from lighthouses to kids' camps and old ranches. But working with the state comes with a particular set of challenges. For example, the state tends to sign concession agreements for only 5 or 10 years. That's not long for a new business to recover costs and become profitable. Leo Fisher says he's interested in opening a new tree climbing tour, but the environmental reviews needed to ensure he's not damaging trees and scaring away spotted owls is burdensome.
And I think the first time that we got the permits here to work at this park, it almost took 3 years to do that process.
Still, Fisher says he has a good working relationship with the agency. But talk of adding new businesses to parks has some wondering, how much is too much? Are we going to end up with fast food outlets in every park? Chris Gilland, who manages Silver Falls, says no. The line is pretty clear. Visitors should be coming for the natural attractions.
And all of the concessionaires, all the companies, all of the stores, the food, that's bonus. That's extra. And once that line gets crossed where it's no longer bonus, it's the reason and the only reason that people come, I think that's the line that we don't want to cross.
State Parks spokeswoman Stephanie Knowlton says they're sending out a survey to find out what the public thinks about adding new businesses.
What is it that they value most about parks? What do they love seeing? What do they want to see more of?
Last year, 54 million people visited an Oregon park, an all-time record. But the agency said that if it doesn't find additional revenue, it'll need to cancel park expansions, reduce staff, and maybe even close a few parks in 2027. Christian Fodenwenzel, Silver Falls.
For weather today in the lower Columbia River region, cloudy through the mid-morning, then gradually clearing with highs in the high 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with highs near 70. Increasing clouds tomorrow night with lows in the mid-50s. The Tillicum Foundation Board of Directors, the governing body of KMUN, has postponed its usual monthly meeting until July 30th. They'll meet that day at 5 p.m. in person at the Tillicum House in Astoria and also on Zoom. This is an open meeting and the public is invited to attend. Visit kmun.org/Tillicum Foundation for more information. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.